Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is LFC, Spiritual Growth and Development. We have prayer going forth at this time with our own pastor, Marnette Lazarus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We will have music interlude until. Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus. We are so grateful, Lord, for you. We love you, God. We love you, God. We love you, God. Yes, yes, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Father. We are grateful for you tuning in to Spiritual Growth and Development, prayer, song, worship, and scripture will lead us into a place of oneness with the Spirit and one another so that we might declare the liberty and the inheritance of the saints. We are so glad you've joined us, and in this month of December, we will soak in worship, and we will also, this will also include an in-depth overview of prophetic praise by Joshua Fowler. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're so glad that you have joined us. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. As we attempt to bring you our December session, we ask that you keep us in prayer. Keep us in prayer. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Can't seem to get our technical issues resolved this evening to put you on speaker. You seem to be locked off of speaker. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. We are here. this.
Well, at least you know that he wasn't hearing. At least you know he wasn't hearing.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening. I do pray that you all can hear us clearly. We do apologize for any technical difficulties. Amen. So if I can get someone to please just text me at 815-616-9466 to let me know if you can hear us clearly, we can begin with this evening's worship and healing. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So we are live. You can hear us, and we're just going to enter in. Right now, we're going to take this opportunity, amen, to go forth. This is Labor for Christ Word Life Center. This is our spiritual growth and development Wednesday night class, and this evening's prayer will be focused on worship and healing. I am Pastor Marlette Lazarus, and we are excited to be in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Amen. This is open prayer. So we will start off in prayer, and if you would like to, we ask that you put your phones on mute so that we can open all lines, amen. And as the Lord leads you, we do invite you to join us in worship and prayer for this hour and this time. So we're just going to enter in. Father God, we thank you, God, and we love you, we worship you, and we praise you. We thank you for this opportunity, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to come before your throne, Father God, to commune and to talk with you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, as we enter into this month of miracles, Father God. We thank you for the miracle of healing that will manifest itself, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. We glorify you, God. God, and we honor you. We thank you, Lord God, for there is none like you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you are our healer. By your stripes, we are healed, Father God. There is not a sickness or a disease that the blood of Jesus has not already gone before and provided healing for. Now, God, we pray, Father God, for obedience and wisdom and knowledge to walk and to live healed and delivered lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we honor you and we adore you, Father God, because we know, Father God, that you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, are our healer. We don't look to man, Father God. It is not by power nor by might, but by your spirit, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We don't look to modern medicine, Father God, or to physicians, or nursing, Father God, but we thank you, Father God, that you'll give our physicians and our medical staff wisdom and knowledge, Father God, and direction on how healing should flow, Father God, how we should be recipients of the healing virtue of Jesus Christ. And so we thank you, Lord God, and we honor you, we praise you, for we know that there is none like you, Father God, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, Lord God. Your name is worthy to be praised, Father God, and so we honor and adore you. We lift you up, Father God, and we exalt your most holy and righteous name, Father God. We cry out to you, holy, 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 holy are you, Lord God, Father God. We thank you for a level of worship, Father God, that we will enter into, a level of praise, Father God, that we will enter into, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we anticipate, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that what you are doing for us. Father God, we thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that even in the seven levels of praise, Father God, there are different levels, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you that we will enter into them, we will experience them, and we will have the opportunity to worship you on every level, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you into a place of worship that will cause healing to manifest itself into the earth, Father God, not just physical healing, but mental and spiritual and emotional and financial healing, Father God. We thank you for healing from all hurts and bruises and wounds, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We glorify you, God, and we honor you, for we know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as your word decrees, that blood above all, that you pray we prosper and be in good health, even as our souls prosper, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Father God. We lift you up and we exalt your most holy and righteous name, Father God, for you are good and your mercy endure forever and your truth, Father God, the truth of who you are, the truth of your healing doesn't change, Father God. Thank you, even as you healed the blind to see and the lame, Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you that that same healing virtue rests now, Father God, that same anointing rests upon we, your people, Father God. So now, Father God, we lift up holy hands to you, Father God, that we would be recipients of your healing virtue, Father God, in our lives, both naturally and spiritually, Father God. God, we sing hallelujah to your name, Father God. It is the highest praise, Father God, and we count it an honor and a privilege to be able to lift up hands before you, Father God. And so we cry out to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to heal our lands. Your word says, Father God, that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek your face and turn from our wicked ways, then will we hear from heaven, and you will forgive our sins, and you will heal our lands, Father God. We pray, Father God, that you speak to the land, to the soil, that we find ourselves planted in, Father God, and you cause healing to manifest itself, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God. We love you and we honor you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we cry out to you, Father God. Hear our prayers, Father God. Hear our cries, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, prayer, thanksgiving, supplication. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we honor you, Lord God, and we pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for healing and laborers for Christ, Word Life Center, Father God, and its affiliates, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, as we cancel out the spirit of infirmity, Father God, and we release your truth, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we are healed, Father God. God, we pray for forgiveness, Father God, when we released it out of our mouth, when we claimed and spoken things over our bodies, over our finances, over our families, and over our household, Father God, that was contrary to where your word, Father God, that wilt thou be made whole. And we said yes, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And so we glorify you and ask you, Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you would hear our yes. Father God, thank you that your ear is attentive to the yes that was released out of our mouths, Father God, from our hearts. God, in the name of Jesus, the healing should flow. God, your healing virtue should flow from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Father God, for that which we do, that which we go to touch, put our hands to. Father God, the healing virtue of the heart will rest on it, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We honor you, Lord God. We honor you. We honor you. We honor you, Father God. We lift up our holy hands before you, Father God. We pray, Father God, that you will be pleased with our prayer and our praise, Father God. We pray that you will, Father God, ear will be attentive to the prayers that are offered up in this place, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Excuse me, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we pray, Father God, your word, Father God, we pray that you will release the power in your word, Father God, over us as we come together, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, and we honor you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, we pray that you would heal, Father God, even that, Father God, that we don't even broken, Father God, or disease, Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Father God, that your word says no unclean thing can dwell within us, Father God, so we thank you for your healing. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that flows from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, Father God, that is just intricately imprinted through our bodies, Father God, in our veins and our vessels and our arteries, Father God, in the name of Jesus, in our organs and in our tissues, but in our tissue, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, we honor you and we praise you, Father God, that we will live healed, Father God. We will live whole, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, the words that come out of our mouth, the confession of our mouth, Father God, will be that we are whole, Father God, that we are worshipers, Father God. We thank you for a worship that will cause an unclean thing, Father God, to be clean before you, God. We thank you as we worship in spirit and in truth, Father God. We stand in the truth of who we are and whose we are, that we are healed, that we are whole, Father God, that we are delivered, we have been made and set free, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we honor you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for miracles, signs, and wonders, Father God, to flow, Father God, amongst your people, Father God, in the name of excuse me, in the name of Jesus, Father God, and we know, Father God, that you hear and you answer our prayers. Your ear is attentive, Lord God. And so we honor you, Father God, because we know we serve a God that, Father God, in the name of Jesus, will be attentive to that which we ask, and he will be quick to move on our behalf, Father God. So we glorify you, Lord God, and we honor you in the name of Jesus, God. We pray that you release your power, Father God. Release your mouth, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah to your name, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We go into the heavenly realm, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, and thank you. We break down, we pull down, and we cast out everything that causes a hindrance to our worship, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Anything that rises itself above you, anything that we focus on and give credence to, Father God, that is not like you, Father God, we pray you cast it down. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we glorify you, God, and we honor you, Lord God. We cry out hallelujah to you, Lord. God, we pray for a worship that will flow from these four walls, Father God, through the airwaves, Father God. We infiltrate the media mountain, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you and we praise you as we are in our different places, north, south, east, west, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Collectively, we come together, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and we decree and we declare it so, Father God. We declare miracles now in this place, Father God, miracles, signs, and wonders. Father God, as we are a room of believers, Father God, thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. One can chase 1,000 and two can chase 10,000. So we're here to put them to flight, Father God. Every enemy to the destiny of the body of Christ, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, Father God, that you caused us to rise up, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And now, Father God, we speak healing to the body of Christ, Father God. No longer will we utter murmuring and complaining, Father God. No longer will we talk about rights and wrongs, Father God. But God, let what flows out of our mouth bring healing and restoration to the body of Christ, to the kingdom of God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you, Father God. We come against a foolish spirit, Father God. We come against a deceiving mental illness spirit, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you that the enemy will be exposed right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, for your truth that will saturate the earth, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Your presence that will saturate the earth, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we open up and become naked and not shit, in the name of Jesus, before you, Father God. We stand, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as you have created us to do, Father God. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that which is released into the atmosphere, Father God, will cause us upspringing, Father God, even in this season, Father, even in this season, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for harvest time. We thank you that trees, the body of Christ, will begin to bear fruit, Father God, so that we would know, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Your word says that in the end time, the very elect will be deceived, Father God. But God, we pray for a spirit of wisdom and knowledge, Father God, that we won't be deceived by false worship, Father God, false prophecy, Father God, false healing, God, in the name of Jesus. But we thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for healing your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you that even as you heal us, spiritually and emotionally, medically, some things would just begin to fall off and not be named among us, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that even as we go through things medically, Father God, things will be burnt up, Father God, and Father God, and removed from us, Father God, that they can't be named among us, Father God. Thank you that you are making us new creatures. You said, behold, all things, Father God, all things, the intricate parts of our body and our cells and our tissues, all things have become new, Father God. So daily, as we release to you and as you become Lord over our life, Father God, even as we've given our lives to you, as you daily become Lord over our life, God, make us new, make us new, make us new, make us new, Father God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we believe, Father God, we don't have crazy faith. We have the faith that you release within us, Father God. We have faith that caused some stuff to shift and to change and cause it to be right now, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Even in days of old, we don't look for past moves of God. We thank you that you have taken us from glory to glory to glory, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Father God, for this that you have established, Father God. Thank you that you heard the cry of your people and you said yes, Father God. Here it is. You served it to us, Father God, and we receive it with open arms, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for healing your people, Father God. We thank you, Father God. We come with sincere hearts, Father God, grieving hearts, Father God, for the brokenness of your people, Father God, for those who were once looked like they had it together and now it seems to be crumbling down, Father God. Father, you will heal your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We glorify you. Hallelujah to your name. We honor you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, God, brokenness that happened in the places that we stand and we represent, Father God, even as we stand and make ourselves in a place, make ourselves healing, Father God, that those that are connected to us will be healed, Father God. Those wounds and hurts that are connected to us will begin to be healed, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, that you'll cause us to release a worship, Father God, that will just shift and shake some stuff and cause some stuff to fall over and break down, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we glorify you, God. We honor you, God. Hallelujah to you, Savior. Thank you that this prayer will be a time of refreshing, a time of returning and restoring, Father God, as we come together as one body. We thank you, Father God, for that which preceded, the intercession that preceded this, Father God. And we thank you for that came before this and then that will come after this, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you that as a body of Christ, we are so intricately woven and weaving together, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And so we say, use us, Father God. Use us. Here we send us, Father God. We will go. We will say. We will speak. We will do, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Let our worship, Father God, resound from these four walls through the streets, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Bringing healing and restoration, Father God, to our families, to our loved ones, to our daughters, to our sons, Father God, to our mothers, our fathers, our sisters, our brothers, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to you, Lord. Hallelujah to you, Lord. Hallelujah to you, Lord. Hallelujah to you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, that you're cutting umbilical cords and you're releasing some stuff, Father God, and some connections, Father God. You're speaking to soul ties at the root, Father God, that they dry up in every evidence that they ever existed to be erased, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you that we'll be healed, Father God, Father God. We will be healed, Father God. We will be healed, Father God. Oh, God, thank you, Father God. Thank you for the emptiness that we would experience because you've released us and freed us from all the hurt and the brokenness and the healing that we've been carrying around. We thank you for the emptiness because it allows us to be recipients of your blessings, of your power, of your spirit to fill us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, every dead and desolate thing, we thank you. We speak to and cause it to die at the root. We cause kidneys, Father God, to reproduce, Father God, and to regenerate, Father God, the abnormal, the miracles, signs, and wonders. We believe that you can do it. Limbs will grow. Toes will be healed, and discoloration will go away, Father God. We thank you for every miracle, God. We thank you for every hair follicle, God, in the name of Jesus. That it will return, God. Thank you that you'll speak to those cells, Father God, and they will open and they will produce, Father God, healthy, Father God, that will be flowing from it, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we glorify you, Father God, and we honor you, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to you, Lord. We believe it to be so, Father God. In the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for discoloration of skin, that it will begin to go back to its original complexion, Father God, that which you intended, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that we will not only represent the beauty of Christ on the inside, but on the outside. Thank you that you are beautifying us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you that when we look, we will see the image that you see through the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. God, we glorify you, and we honor you, Father God. God, we pray, Father God, that our sins won't travel to the sins of our offsprings, Father God, and to our seeds, Father God. We pray for healing, Father God. We pray for divine healing, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Even as you heal, the sons and the daughters, the mothers and the fathers will begin to experience healing, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Make us receptive to your healing, Father God, and your restoration. Let our souls long to be healed and to be made whole, Father God. No longer allow the enemy to confuse us to think that accepting these things, Father God, bring us some abnormal fulfillment, Father God, or some false fulfillment, Father God. But let us find fulfillment in the truth of who you are, and that is that we are healed. We are whole. We are fearfully and we are wonderfully made, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for those who are experiencing, Father God, we pray for growing back of body organs, Father God, that were altered because of illness, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, Father God, for even those that thought that they wanted to be a different sex and are going through the process, Father God, a different gender and are going through the process, Father God. God, we pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we speak to that process, Father God, and cause it to cease, that sin will no longer be allowed to form and transform. We will no longer produce sin babies, Father God, in the name of Jesus, but we produce those who are Christ-like, after your image, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we speak to the mind that it will be made whole, that it will think on those things and it will long and whole and desire for those things which are lovely and pure and of good report, Father God, that which is of you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to you, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Glory to your name, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we lift you up and we exalt you, Father God. God, we lift you up and we exalt you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. There is none like you, Father God, from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same. Your name, Father God, is worthy to be praised, Father God. Exalt you, Father God. There is none like you. We lift you up, Father God. We lift you up against, lift you up above every circumstance and every situation, Father God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Have your way, God. Have your way, God. Have your way, God. Have your way, God. Have your way, O living God. Have your way, O Savior. Have your way, O God, in the name of Jesus. God, in the name of Jesus, we don't even understand the weight of that confession, Father God. But, oh, God, we sit in your presence, Father God, awaiting, Father God, for you to move, Father God. We sit in your presence awaiting for the invitation to join you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we honor you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let us excel into a new place of worship. God, into a new place of praise. God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, Father God, for the releasing of your anointing and your power, Father God, of your presence, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, that you will release, Father God, your words. Speak, O Lord, thy servant wait, Father God. We sit, Father God, in your presence, awaiting you to speak to us, Father God. Let us not become complacent with this okey-doke mentality of ministry, Father God. But everything we do unto you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And so, God, we pray, Father God, that you will release a refreshed spirit of worship over us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, that will transform ministries, Father God. God, we pray for you to release a worship in your worship leaders and in your people, Father God, that will cause ministers not even to be able to stand a minister, that will cause men to fall down and bow and worship you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for a worship, Father God, that will go before us and cause our enemies to turn against each other, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for the power of your word to be real before us, Father God. We pray for fervency, Father God, and discipline, Father God, to live holy, redeemed, restored lives, Father God. God, renew the spirit of holiness into the earth, Father God, that we have tainted and have a demented view of, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for your presence, Father God. We thank you for your power, Father God. We thank you for your anointing, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, in the name of Jesus. 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 God, we thank you that our bellies will be full, Father God, in the name of Jesus, awaiting to release the glory of your presence, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will fill us, only that we may be emptied among your people and over your people, that we will be made drink offerings, Father God, poured out before your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We as leaders, Father God, we say, speak, Lord. Speak, Lord, speak, Lord. Speak, Lord, for we await to hear instruction and direction, Father God. When you speak, Father God, thank you that in the power of your breath, Father God, comes the anointing and the strength and the endurance, and your God, that sustains us to do that which you are releasing us to do in the atmosphere, Father God. Let us go fearlessly, Father God, without concern or without deliberation, Father God, in the name of Jesus. When you say go, let us pack up and go. When you say leave it and go, my servant, God, let us leave it and go, Father God. Let us be so intricately involved in you and your plan and your will, Father God, that we have the faith, Father God, the size of a mustard seed that will move the mountain of doubt and discouragement and confusion, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we honor you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, we stir up the heavens, Father God. We stir up the heavens, Father God. Let our worship and our praise and our supplications and our prayers stir up the heavens, Father God. In the name of Jesus, let it cause the angels to wave their wings, Father God. In the name of Jesus, God, stir up the heavens, Father God, and the atmosphere. Let fire flames be stirred up by the breath of God. In the name of Jesus, speak, Lord, speak, Lord. Speak to your people, Father God. Speak a healing word, a delivering word, a saving word, a word of correction, a word of affirmation to your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And let healing flow, Father God, through the breath of God, through the blood of Jesus. Let the healing virtue of Jesus Christ flow, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Let the testimonies arise, Father God, in the name of Jesus, of that which you are doing, that what you have done and said, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Let the power of who you are, Father God, arise, Father God, and scatter every enemy, even the enemies are enter me, Father God, that don't believe, Father God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We honor you, God. We love you. We love you, God. God, we love you. We love you, God. God, we love you. Teach us what it means to love unconditionally, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Teach us what it means, Father God, to love your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We pray you teach husbands what it means to love their wives as Christ has loved the church, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We pray you teach your wives, Father God, the bride of Christ, God, in the name of Jesus, how to be obedient and submissive to that which you have put, Father God, in leadership, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you that men will begin to arise. God, we thank you that men will begin to arise, Father God. God, we thank you that man will begin to arise, Father God. We thank you that man will begin to arise, Father God. We thank you that man will begin to arise, Father God. We thank you for healing. God, we thank you for men who won't mind loving on you, Father God, and still be secure in their masculinity, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you that you will teach them what pure worship looks like, what pure praise looks like, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we come against our ideas of relationship and love and intimacy, Father God, and we pray that you will minister to them with the true relationship and love of intimacy that is in your word, that manifests itself in your word, Father. Speak through your word, Father God, in the name of Jesus, the love that your word was given to us and the greatest gift, Father God, in the name of Jesus, so that we may love to that degree and to that level, Father God, that we may worship, Father God, until change comes, Father God. We may worship until a mindset changes, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will worship until a heart and heart changes, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we honor you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, God, we say hallelujah to your name, Lord God. Hallelujah. And thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord God, we worship you, Father God. We honor you in the name of Jesus, Father God. God, hear our prayers. in the name of Jesus. Hear our supplications and our pleas, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And so, Father God, we lift you up. We exalt you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, and we love you, Lord God. Excuse me. We love you, Lord God. We love you, Lord God. We love you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we love you, Lord God. We love you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. Hallelujah to your name, Lord God. Thank you, God, for giving us a heart. Thank you that you didn't leave us, Father God, in a filthy, Father God, state, Father God, but you got us, Father God, and you allowed the blood of your son, Jesus, to wash us clean as snow, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to wash us, to purify us, to sanctify us. Father God, in the name of Jesus. And so we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Send your power, Lord God. Send your power, Lord God. Send your God. We pray for your power, Lord God, to fall on your people, Father God. We pray for the manifestation of it right now, Father God, in this and our lives, individually and collectively, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. To your name, O Savior. Hallelujah. To your name, O Savior, hallelujah. To your name, O Savior, Father God, thank you, and we love you, Lord God. We love you, God, we love you. We love you, Lord God, we love you, we love you. Return us to a place, our love relationship before you, Father God. God, we thank you, Father God, hallelujah to you, Lord 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 God, beyond our limits and beyond our abilities, Father God, in the name of Jesus, not by power nor by might, but we worship you in spirit, Father God. It is by your spirit, Father God, we can enter into these next places of worship, Father God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, it is by your spirit. So we welcome your spirit in this place, Father God, in our hearts, Father God, in the name of Jesus, in this space that we are in, Father God, those that join us, Father God, via internet, via web, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, Father God, we thank you that we serve a God that can be here and there and wherever is needed, Father God. So we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you and we love you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We worship you and we... And we honor you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. God, we worship you and we honor you. In the name of Jesus, we worship you and we honor you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, God, we thank you, God. We honor you, God. We worship you, God, for you are holy, oh God. You're righteous, oh God. You are awesome. You are amazing, oh Lord God. You are wonderful, oh Lord God. We thank you, oh God, for who you are, oh Lord God, as you are King of kings, oh God, Lord of hosts, oh Lord God, Lord God Almighty, oh God. We thank you, oh Lord God, that you have breathed a breath of life, oh Lord God, into the earth, oh Lord God, to bring forth, oh God, that which you intended, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord God, we thank you, God, that as you created, God, you looked and said that it was good, oh Lord God. So we decree, oh Lord God, we declare what you decreed, oh Lord God, that it is good, God, that it is well, oh Lord God, that man that you created, God, is good, oh Lord God, that which you intended for us to eat and to live off of, oh God, is good, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that which you provide for us, oh Lord God, that it is good, oh Lord God. We thank you, oh Lord God, that every good and perfect gift, oh Lord God, comes from you, oh Lord God, that the blessings of the Lord, oh God, make us rich and out of no sorrow, oh Lord God. We thank you, oh Lord God, for the richness, God. We thank you for the fullness, oh God. We thank you, oh Lord God, for spirit of prosperity, oh Lord God, that we shall not lack, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. We don't lack, oh Lord God, spiritually, oh Lord God, emotionally, oh God, mentally, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, that we have the mind of Christ, oh Lord God, that your will, God, shall be our will, oh Lord God, that we submit unto you, oh Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that we will put down, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that which hinders, oh Lord God, every God that so easily beset us, oh Lord, let us leave, oh Lord God, those things behind, oh Lord God, and toward the mark of God. There was a greater calling, God. There was a greater anointing.
level, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you will have us, oh Lord God. Let us not, God, be complacent, God, in mediocrity, oh Lord God, but let us always, God, seek ye first, oh God, the kingdom of God, oh Lord God, and God, you will add all these things unto us, oh Lord God. So we thank you, oh Lord God, that as we seek you, you shall find us, oh Lord God, worshiping you in spirit and in truth, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that our worship, oh Lord God, will go to higher heights, oh God. Our worship, God, will bring forth, oh God, healing, oh Lord God, deliverance and breakthroughs, oh Lord God. That our worship, oh Lord God, sets an atmosphere, oh Lord God. It sets a dimension, oh God, for your power to go forth, God, without restraints, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, oh Father God, that you are he who was and is to come, oh Lord God. We thank you, oh Father God, that we look forward, oh Lord God, to a great coming, oh Lord God. We look forward, oh Lord God, to just seeking you, oh God, to being the children, God, that you have called, oh Lord God, that we shall walk worthy upon your calling, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, we walk worthy, God, of your vocation, oh Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we come in agreement, oh Lord God, that we learn to love, God, as you have loved, oh God, unfailing, God, unconditional, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, and we don't have respect of persons, oh Lord God, but that the love, God, shall cover, God, the love, oh Lord God, shall flow, God, from this end to that end, oh Lord God, that love, God, has no boundaries, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we declare, God, that love does not hurt, oh Lord God, but it sets us free, oh Father God, that it brings forth the truth, oh Lord God, in you, oh Lord God. So we thank you, God, for your truth, oh Lord God. We thank you, oh Lord God, for your rhema word, God, that you have left for us to live and feed off of, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So fill us up with you, oh Lord God. Fill us up with you, oh God, with your power, God, with your word, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that we shall become full of you, oh Lord God, that we may pour out, God, that we may be spent out for others, oh Lord God, and fill us up again, oh Lord God, in the
come on, use your key, use your key.
Break every chain.
Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
He said, rain isn't created in the sky. It is drawn up into the heavens from the earth in a form of evaporation. The chronic pressure begins to fall, pulling up the moisture from the oceans and lakes, the rivers and valleys, the waters and heaven. This one rises up from the earth in one form of vapor, but when it comes out, it is released in a new form called rain.
What are we sending up? What does it look like when it comes down? And really, is our water, can our water be seen as worship? Okay, so that's just something for us to begin to look at. He goes on to talk about the different names of God. If we need a breakthrough in our finances, we need to begin to worship who?
Yeah, Jehovah Jireh. Not for that. It's going to be an interactive class.
Just FYI, thank you. Interactive. So that becomes important. So then this is your life assignment, okay? The first one was to know the names of Christ. And you cannot use Lord or Savior, okay? The only way you can use Lord or Savior is if he is not your Lord or if he is not your Savior. And you don't get one just by default because you have the other, okay? So we just need to know that. We flip, the other thing is, and for these breakthroughs that we are looking to experience, we need to understand who the God is of that breakthrough. So if you need finances, who should you be praying to? Thank you. Okay, so if we need to understand he is our protector, who should we be praying to? Okay, that's if we need healing. That works. If we need healing. Understand that. Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, our protector. I'm not even trying to pronounce him. But nevertheless, I think he, I'm not even going to try to do it. My notes. Oh, this stuff isn't in the book. Oh, I can write. It's N-A-W-K-A-W. And it's the Lord who strikes and smites. N-A-W-K-A-W. Okay? And so part of what, I guess, what I want us to understand is understanding who he is so that we can understand what the relationship that we need to have in our prayer and in our worship. I want us to tap in, and I know we use this dimension often, but I want us to tap in somewhere we haven't been. I want us to have an experience that blows our mind, but to the extent that we are afraid to have that experience again, that we may become comfortable with it, and so we don't stay there, but we position ourselves for the Lord to take us to the next place. Because that's part of what has happened. We've become comfortable with the Lord. So it's like, oh, you did really good. But I think I'm going to keep you in that box because it worked for me. And he's like, no, take me out the box. Take me out of the box so that you can have some authentic worship experiences, so you can have authentic healing experiences. Can you imagine what happens if one had chased 1,000 and two had chased 10,000? Can you imagine what the worship of those individuals would look like in one place, in one space? The space shouldn't be able to hold our worship. I need us to understand that space should not be able to hold and or contain our worship. Okay, so understand that. So the scripture says, the Samaritan woman in John, the 4th chapter, the 5th through the 25th verse, she begins to have this dialogue, and she begins to talk about the prayer watches that she is involved in, understanding. He says, well, give me a drink of water, if you understood who was asking you this. And I believe he is saying the same thing today. How many things has Holy Spirit asked you for? And you gave it to him, but you gave it to him through your carnality because you didn't understand the depth of who was making the request of you. Has the Lord ever asked you to do something? And you did it. You did. Nobody can say you didn't do it, but you did it the way you knew to do it. Let's switch it. Anybody ever give the Lord a vision or a dream and you understood it, but you understood it through the vision and dreams that you already did? So you didn't think to take him. Yeah, you didn't think to take him into another realm. Or has the Lord ever healed you in one area and then you need healing in the other? And it seems like he looks slow-fo, like, hello? Okay, and it's like, okay, now I know you know how to do this. What's the problem? And it's because we have this set mindset of what we're expecting and anticipating, and we have to take him out the box.
So that once we get comfortable with one level, we expect him to keep moving in that from that degree. And he's saying, no. Now I have to stretch you. So how many of us are ready to be stretched for the glory of God? And I do mean stretched. I really mean. I'm trying to think of that movie. And the guy, I think he was like one of the Fantastic Four. No, was it a stretch one? We're only comfortable at one stage. And so was it Fantastic Four? And they stretched him. I need to spiritually see Holy Spirit stretching you like, and you know when they stretched him, he lost his original shape and form. And that's what Holy Spirit wants to do. He wants us to lose our shape. He wants us to lose our form. He wants us to lose our set mindset of what he does and how he does it and look and go, oh, wow, you really do want to do exceedingly abundantly beyond, and we want him to do what we know, didn't we? Don't we give the Lord our lines and look like, this is what I need you to do? And when we know he did it, when we have what we're looking for, I want us to live in the place where we realized the Lord did it, but we didn't even know to look for it like that. Like, oh, I didn't even know you could move like that. I didn't even know you could come in like that. I didn't even know you can answer like that. That's the place, and that's what I believe that he's looking to do. And so I believe that Jesus is still thirsty today. The author says Jesus is still thirsty today. He's still asking people for a drink of water. Anybody ever been really thirsty? This is going to be such a carnal example, but like a diabetic thirst, okay? That's a different kind of thirst because it's like nothing can quench that thirst. Doesn't matter how much you drink, you're still thirsty. So I believe Jesus is still thirsty today. He's waiting on the authentic Christians to bring him a refreshing glass of water. And you know what we do? We go get something that we've had that we know it works, something we got left over, and we give it to him. Isn't that what our praise looks like? Isn't that what our worship looks like sometimes? Absolutely. It's contaminated. I'm going to get to the contaminated water, but that's a whole other thing. Okay, because it's contaminated with our familiarity, okay? And it's contaminated with our ignorance about what he really asked us for. You said you wanted some water, okay? I got tears coming down my eyes because, can you accept this? You said you would bottle them up, okay? But they're contaminated with the salt of our woundedness. And so we have to just begin to see that. So I believe he's still thirsty. He's still asking people for a glass of water. Except he wants us to dig another well. And he wants us to dig in the wells of worship. And he doesn't want us to be distracted by who's looking at us, who's not looking at us, who's participating, who's not participating, by the sound or the lack of sound that it makes. He is looking for our authentic worship. The author talks about a perpetual drink offering, and that's what he's looking for us to be, these perpetual drink offerings. All right, questions, comments? We really have a good brief in depth over here. We good? Keep on. Wonderful. All right. So the author uses this acronym called UPLOAD. And UPLOAD represents U for uprighteousness, L for, I skipped P. I'm sure I did. P for passion, L for what was L, lavish, okay, and then A for, O was for offering, appraisal, and then it should be, what was it, demonstration. All right, so we're going to go through that right quick. All right, and then next week we can talk about being the governor of praise. Okay, so he talks about this upload. Psalms 24, 3 through 4 talks about who may ascend into the hills of the Lord or who may stand in his holy place, he who has clean hands, pure heart, and who has not lifted up his soul to idol nor swore deceitfully. And then Psalms 29 and 2 says, give unto the Lord the glory, do his name, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. We can pause there for a minute, because I think that there's some to be done there. And so it says, who may ascend into the hills of the Lord? Who can stand in his presence? Have we ever been at a place where we thought we could not stand in his presence? Did we still get up? Pastor looked like, no. What was our response? How
I just sat there, Lord, waiting for an inner cleansing, waiting for a refilling. And in that, what we have to come to realize is that while our hands are defiled by our own prejudiced form of worship, the scripture says, be ye holy, for I am holy, and we have it because he is, okay? And so I believe what he is looking for is for us to get out of horizontal worship, okay? How do we worship horizontally? Anybody, all of the people in here sing or minister, you serve in some ministerial capacity, wonderful. Are you energized as when you're up ministering and people are responding to you? Does that encourage you to keep going? Or if some years ago, Prophet Connie said, this is like 20-plus years ago, gave one of the most profound prophetic words I have ever received. She said, don't look at their faces, don't look at their forehead, okay? Because you ever been up ministering? People say LSC is a hard place to minister at. You ever been up ministering and you looked out at LSC and you thought, God has not called me to do this? Nope. Point being that sometimes we worship horizontally because we feed off of people's response or lack thereof. Or those individuals just like, I'm just not going to give up. Okay. But they absorb what? Whatever's in the atmosphere. So how toxic, can I use LSC? How toxic could that be if in the atmosphere we're throwing daggers, we come in broken, we come in burdened, we come in frustrated, or, God forbid, you come in joyous and your joy is not contagious. Okay, we come in and we look at Pastor Omega. You didn't speak to me today.
Isaiah
57:15.
Thus says the Lord, who is high and lifted up, who inhabits eternally. Whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place, and also with him who is of a contrite and lowly spirit, to revive the spirit of the lowly, and to revive the heart of the contrite. For I will not contend forever. He is looking forward to come with us, to stay with us when we prepare the ground, the contrite heart.
And what's the problem? Why can't he hang with us forever?
Because we have other problems.
What's the problem? There's no faith.
I know, okay, it's Christmas. Let's just do the traditional thing. There's no room in the inn. Our temples are full, and that we didn't leave any room for Christ.
For example, Thanksgiving, everybody's coming looking for the turkey and whatever other things. The real Thanksgiving is self forgetting. That's why you're not experiencing God's presence in the
We're not hungry and thirsty enough for God. We're hungry and thirsty for his things.
You said cosmic.
Absolutely. And so that's why when we look at upload, he says, look, you stands for uprightness. Okay? And he said, look, pure worship must originate from the beauty of holiness. And he goes on to talk about that there's a place that we have to come to that we understand true worship isn't horizontal, it's vertical. True worship is upward. And would you like to experience the upward mobility? Would you like to receive a promotion? The Bible says the promotion comes from the Lord. So if you want promotion in any area of your life, you must look upward. Rubbing shoulders with people here on earth won't get you upward mobility you expect. You must rub shoulders with God.
I love that statement. You need to rub shoulders with God. But however, our worship and our praise, our living isn't in close enough proximity to touch God. Now, I'm not talking about what we do on Sunday. I'm talking about our everyday experience, because I don't want this to be regulated to just our experience on Sunday. So I want us to get past a Sunday experience or a Sunday mentality. Okay, so we go on to talk about passion. And so how many of us are passionate about the things of God? How many of us are passionate about God? Let's just kind of, I guess, start there. The author talks about our circles of intensity, okay? The Message Bible, if you read Acts 13 in the Message Bible, it says that he noticed something he had never seen before. I had always taught about the steps towards commissioning Barnabas and Saul, worship, prayer, fasting, and Holy Spirit breaking through the prophets. But it leaked off the page and into my spirit three words, that they had a circle of intensity. And he says when he read that, he realized that that circle of intensity that the book of Acts talked about was missing in his life. Do we have circles of intensity? Do we have those individuals that push us to another place of living, to another place of worship? Okay, Luke, the 10th chapter, the 25th and 27th verse begins to make reference to having that you love the Lord your God with all your passion and prayer, your muscles and your intelligence, and that you love your neighbor as well as yourself. Can you imagine loving God with your passion? All right, I love that. Numbers 14 and 24 says, God said, but my servant Caleb, this is a different story. He has a different spirit. He follows me passionately, and I'll bring him into the land that he scouted out with the children, and he will inherit it. Lamentations 3:25, God proves to be good to men who passionately wait on him. Romans 5:3, we continue to shout out praise even when we're hemmed in with trouble, because we know how trouble can develop a passionate patience in us. And so it's just understanding what that passion looks like. 2 Corinthians 8:7, you do well in so many things. You trust God. You're articulate. You're insightful. You're even passionate. You love us now. Do your best in this too. Revelation 3:10, because you kept my word in passionate patience. How many of us are passionately still waiting on the Lord? Or have we lost our passion in expectation of him? Okay, and then again, Acts 13:2-4. One day as they were worshiping God, they were all fasting, and as they waited for guidance, Holy Spirit spoke, take Barnabas and Saul, commission them for the work that I have called them to do. So they commissioned them, and in that circle of intensity and obedience, of fasting and praying, they laid hands on his head and sent him out. I love it. In that circle of intensity, we have some cliques. We have family. We have close friends, but I don't know that we have circles of intensity. And I believe that the scripture is leading us the difference of it. Acts 13, the 2nd through 4th verse in the Message Bible. Acts 13:2-4, the Message Bible. All right, so then the L is going to represent this lavishness lover, this extravagant lover. Ephesians 1:6 says, God wants us to enter into the celebration of his lavish gift-giving by the hand of his beloved Son. Isaiah 63:7 says, I'll make a list of God's gracious dealings. I just need us to speak this, and even to those people listening online and listening via blog talk, read this. Allow Holy Spirit to download some things into your spirit. Isaiah 63:7 in the Message Bible simply says this, I'll make a list of God's gracious dealings, all the things God has done that need praising, all of his generous bounties of God, his great goodness to the family of Israel, his compassion lavish, his love extravagant. I think that's phenomenal. I think the Lord is just saying, call my bluff, okay? Look, you can make a list if
worth making a note about. Is that all right? I'm worth hashtagging. I'm worth shouting on the rooftop about all of my gracious dealings with you. Job 36 and 7 simply tells us he'll never take his eyes off the righteous. He honors them lavishly and promotes them endlessly. Can you imagine the Lord promoting you? Okay. Can you imagine the Lord singing your praises? Can you imagine the Lord saying, no matter where you go, no matter what you're doing, you are so important to me. I cannot take my eye off of you. Phenomenal. Just because I love, just because I know my investment in you. And so I believe that we need to hear this because he said, look, I will heal their waywardness. And how many people have we just said, you know what, I said, use this example all the time, there's no more prayer for you, I'm done, I wash my hands of you. The Lord says, I'll heal your waywardness because I love them lavishly, okay? I love you too much to wash my hands of you. I love you, it doesn't matter what you do, where you go. My eyes are on you, I got you covered in places that you don't even want me to see. I see you, I got you covered, and because I'm watching you, some stuff can't happen, or because I'm watching you, I need to let some stuff happen so that you know I saw you there, but I still love you. My eye is still on you. I'm still going to heal your waywardness. And so there's some things that the Lord delivered us on, and we didn't even know he knew we was doing it. We needed to believe we were getting away with some stuff. We literally needed to believe we were. Keithy is good for that. My little one is good for that. And when he's trying to look at Peter late at night, and he'll be like, okay, go to sleep. And then he'll try to go grab his computer, okay, like, she won't know. And it's like, really? Really, do you really believe that? And he's serious, too, like, I'm getting away with this. And that's how we are with the Lord, thinking, nope, Tim, you didn't get away with it either. That's how we are with the Lord, thinking that I got away with that because he didn't say nothing. He didn't mention it. He's still blessing me. So, yeah, check plus. And he said, no, I'm going to love you until you hate your own waywardness. I love that. That's phenomenal. Okay. So then let's look at when grace is God's very best for our very worst. Can we just hang out with that? Grace is God's best for our worst. And so we need that grace. That's really the summation of it. And 2 Corinthians 9:18 says he'll make all grace abound towards us, that we'll always have all sufficiency. He tells us he does not want us to be a stingy planner, getting a stingy crop, but a lavish planner gets a lavish crop. He does not want our watered-down drink offering. And so reference Philippians, the second chapter, the 17th verse, and 2 Timothy 4 and 6. He says he throws caution to the wind, giving to the needy in reckless abandonment. His right living, right giving ways never run out and never run away. I love that. I love that. It's not going to run away. It's not going to run out, and it's not going to wear out. And I believe sometimes we need to know that. Meanwhile, we live under the extravagant love of God in our lives. We are not going to be outside of the parameter of that extravagant love. And so I want us to be encouraged. Read 2 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, the 6th through 15th verse. 2 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, the 6th through the 15th verse in the Messenger Bible. And let's make sure that when the Lord asks for offering, we don't cheat the Lord by pulling out some money. And there is a place of money, don't get me wrong, but more often than not, when the Lord asks for an offering, he wants something out of your life. He wants a drink for your life, okay? He said, look, you got some contamination going on. The offering I want for you is I want you to pride. I want you to clean up that arrogance. I want you to clean up that self-righteousness. I want you to clean up that insecurity. I want you to clean up those regrets. I want you to do that, and then I want you to give me you as an offering. May we be found giving the Lord this offering. Okay, so let's look at A for appraisal. And so I believe that there is a place of worship, that our worship refers to our opinion or estimate concerning someone that results in praise, honor, glory, splendor, brightness, excellence, dignity, grace, majesty. So there is, may our worship represent how worthy we think God is. That's kind of interesting, is it not? How worthy is he? No, you know, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with waving your hand or, you know, that silent. I'm not suggesting any of those things because there is a place for that. But does our worship testify about how good and how gracious God is in our life? That's what we have to look at. Does our worship testify about that? When people see our worship, okay, explain that. When God sees our worship, what are we saying to him about how we feel about him? Because our worship is what testifies about that. Are we distracted? Are we disconnected? Are we a disconnected and a distracted worshiper or praiser? Pastor T, do we have ADHD? Are we those kind of worshipers? Okay. Are we unfocused? Are we unfocused in our worship? Are we distracted in our worship? Are we so looking forward to the next thing that we've missed that moment of intimacy with God because we couldn't sit still or we couldn't focus long enough? We need to look at that. I bet you if we took the DSM, what are we on, 5 now? Good Lord. If we took that and we used that to make diagnosis in the church based off of their praise and worship, what act is one diagnosis would we come up with based off of how we worship and praise God? That's just a thought. That's just a thought. Okay? Definitely. It's just something for us to think about, okay? Definitely something for us to think about. So let's look at this. I'm not sure. I think we have like 10 minutes left, so let me move quickly. That's where we're at. When David worshiped the Lord, what? No.
He can be very intimate with God and his presence. But in my case, looking deeper, you will see that when you are putting something in the world,
And the author actually says, instead of being a distracted worshiper, we need to be a Davianic worshiper. Then we need to experience a high-speed download of heaven's glory into our lives. And the reality of it is we are more concerned with what people are thinking, doing, whether they're getting with us or can't get with us. Is it the right song, the wrong melody? We're more concerned about that than is this moment right here bringing glory to God. By this, does God know how much I love him, how much I appreciate him? And I think if we allow that to consume our essence and our being, we would live in a different world altogether. Okay, so he says this. Ephesians 3:20, he says, remember this statement, for thy pleasure thou art and were created. Let me do that again. For thy pleasure, thou art and were created. You were created to upload prophetic praise and worship and to download heaven on earth. When you realize that you were created for God's pleasure, you will experience what he calls a change of address. You will move from slow lane of poverty circle to the fast lane of I-320 or E-320, a.k.a. Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him. By in consequence of the action of his power that is at work within me, is able to carry out his purpose and to do super abundantly, far over and above all that we dare to ask or think, indefinitely beyond our highest prayer, desire, thoughts, hope, or dream. And to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. That's something. But we don't get that until we realize that we were created for his pleasure. How many people have got pleasure out of you? And the people, have people gotten more pleasure out of us than God? And we have to look at that. Because he says, look, we were created for his pleasure, okay, for his good pleasure. And at some point, glean more from us than God has had the opportunity to get from us.
because we don't know why we were created. Okay, so then it says the thief comes only in order to steal, kill, and destroy, but I am has come that you may have and enjoy and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. Do we have the overflowing presence of God in our life? No. The overflowing life is such a download that glory just squishes out your shoes wherever you walk. I love that. You will be permanent with his presence. Why? Because you set the evaporation or the prophetic praise up to heaven, and then it came back down in the form of rain. You'll be able to say to your neighbors and to your coworkers, what do you need? Is it healing? Get close to me, because I've been spending so much time with the healer that you need a breakthrough in your finances. Spend time with me, because I've been hanging out with him. You'll be able to say, you need favor? I've been rubbing shoulders with the King of Kings. I've been laying my head on his chest and loving him. I just happen to know someone who can do something supernaturally ridiculous for you. And that's the mindset that we have to live in, okay? So when Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. I know something about the all these things that are added, because you ever been at the place where you don't have anything else, you don't have nothing else left, the only option you have now is to seek him. All right, if you ever get in the season where you begin to see things, you're losing things are falling out, doors are closing, it's because the Lord wants to get you into that seeking. You've gotten far from me. I need a little more from you right now, because I got some stuff I need to add to you, but I can't add it to you until you seek me, and you're not seeking it. You're seeking my stuff, but you're not seeking me. I believe that's what he called for this shift. Okay, going on deeper demonstration. For example, God demonstrated his love towards us, his children, by sending his son. We want to get away from the Band-Aid mentality on the skin, instead of a deep healing and a deep cleansing. You know, some wounds, they have to get in and they actually have to scrape it. I don't know if anybody ever had their wounds scraped out. Okay, it's a painful experience just for the Lord to look at you and be like, I'm healing you. Right. Yeah. Hello. Did this come with some antibiotics? Did this come with some painkillers? I mean, the kind of painkillers that just knock me out. Knock me out. Okay? Knock me out. For real. And he says, no, I need you to feel this cleansing. Because once you do that, you'll know you healed. I need you to feel this. And so 1 Corinthians 2:4-5 says, and my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. 1 Corinthians 4:20 says, God's way is not the matter of mere talk. It is an empowered life. May we experience an empowered life as we live in the realm of prophetic praise. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for this evening. In-depth, brief overview of prophetic worship, prophetic praise by Joshua Fowler. Please join us next Wednesday, 6:30 for prayer, 7:15 for the teaching. Amen and be blessed.